I'm Tabitha Safdie for South Carolina Telehealth Alliance's My Telehealth. Dr. Aaron Lesher makes his rounds in a pediatric emergency room at the Medical University of South Carolina, or MUSC, in Charleston. He takes turns seeing patients, knocking on each exam room. Lesher is a pediatric surgeon, and one of his specialties is pediatric burns.
We have the only pediatric burn program in the state.
As he makes his way to exam room 18, he doesn't knock and there is no patient sitting on the bed. The white paper is unwrinkled. In the corner, by a wall with cartoon stickers, sits a telehealth cart with a monitor and a camera. It could be used for a number of services, but today Lesher and Nurse Ryan Howard will use it to connect with Javon, who is 12 years old. Today's visit is a follow-up on a burn injury.
So this was a ramen noodle burn?
This patient was in the kitchen cooking, and this is our most common cause of burn injuries, is a scald injury.
That's Ryan Howard, a pediatric burn nurse. She stands with Dr. Lesher. Together, they examine the injury over the monitor.
All right, can we see it up close? Dr. Lesher's zooming us in.
Using the camera to pan and zoom.
The quality of what we see is it's pretty good. Sometimes there have been glitches, but for the most part, these patients can be managed through this program, and it'll save them a trip from having to come back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it looks better.
Great.
The monitor shows Javon sitting next to his mother in another exam room, over 100 miles away in Manning. Besides MUSC, the closest burn specialists are out of the state. In between talking about the injury, they catch up and talk about the school year.
Hey, what are y'all going to do today? Anything fun?
It fits into my daily activity as it would a clinic visit. It's no different than actually seeing a patient here in clinic.
The Medical University of South Carolina started using telehealth for pediatric burns in 2015. Lesher said the hospital was using telemedicine for other types of care at the time, and they saw an opportunity.
As we were evaluating telemedicine, we really felt like burns perfectly suited telemedicine because there was a lot of a looking component and less of a feeling component. So we thought that it worked well. And because our children come from all over the state with different burn severity, then we felt like there was a good need to fill.
Remember signs and symptoms of infection would be increased redness, swelling.
While this is a scheduled follow-up consultation, the hospital also connects to five other emergency rooms throughout the state for emergency consultations. Lesher says they see as many as 250 pediatric burn patients a year. This makes burns a leading injury for children under 18 in South Carolina.
So it's not a tiny number.
He explains that caring for pediatric burn involves identifying the depth and size of the injury, something more easily done with a trained eye.
Oftentimes, you know, emergency room personnel, you know, may not be trained in pediatric burn care, and they may only see one or two a year, if that. So we can be there because, you know, we're the place where everybody comes and we have some expertise in pediatric burn care.
Being the only burn unit in the state, MUSC sees patients from as far as the upstate. Even for patients like Javon, this saves them hours in driving.
You're almost there.
Such a good job.
Yeah. So you want to do just a phone follow-up in a week?
MUSC plans to expand the program into more emergency rooms and provide more access to specialists like Howard and Lesher. For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. South Carolina Educational Television is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. For more information and to follow the stories, visit us online at seetv.org/telehealth.